Hey everybody. As I mentioned in my last podcast, I've recently started a Substack channel where I'll be posting once a week. Today, I'll be reading my second post on Substack, which is titled Adjectives. And if you'd like to see the post itself and reference it, you can check out the link in the description. So, here it is. I've done a lot of personal reflection over the years, but most of it has been driven by self-observation. This method is limited because it's solely driven by what's in my own head. I wanted to do a reflection activity that went beyond the self to get a more complete understanding of who I am and how I show up in the world. So I came up with an adjectives exercise that is specifically built to go beyond the self, as it asks the people who know me best how they perceive me, rather than seeking an answer only through my own eyes. So, what is this adjectives exercise? I first made a list of the adjectives that I think best describe me, which ended up being a list of just over 60 adjectives. I built this list by reviewing previous lists of values I made and my quarterly reviews from the last 3 years. I then asked around 50 friends and family members who are close enough to me, to the point where they could confidently explain my essence with examples to someone else, if they could share with me the 10 adjectives they think best describe me. I also encouraged them to share adjectives that were negative to avoid bias in the positive direction. I received 38 responses in my desired time frame. After receiving the responses and documenting them, I put the responses into a spreadsheet to analyze them. I reviewed the frequency of each adjective shared, identified the polarity, so how positive, negative, or neutral the words were, created a polarity score per person, and identified how many adjectives matched with my list for each person to calculate a match score. I also listed some characteristics of each person alongside their adjectives to see if there are trends by group, such as type of relationship, how we know each other, family versus friend, and gender. I analyzed the data in two ways. One of the ways was using Google's Gemini AI, as I was curious to test a new AI tool to see how well it worked with these kinds of data. It coded the data for me and sorted the adjectives into a few categories and subcategories. This is the result it produced. Positive qualities, intellectual, and then underneath intellectual, caring and compassionate, reliable and responsible, driven and motivated, open-minded and curious. Then personal growth, growth-oriented, with a sub-bullet of introspective and mindful. Then reliability and responsibility, responsible, with honest and truthful underneath. Introspection and thoughtfulness, and lastly, openness and curiosity. It did a decent job, and the results were helpful, although there was a lot of overlap, meaning it failed to create truly distinct categories and splits along the adjectives. It was a nice representation of where these tools are now for doing coding tasks like this one. They'd be a helpful starting point, but are by no means great on the first try. Alongside this analysis using AI, I did my own coding of the data and identified the following themes from all the adjectives I received, which were as follows: intellectual, emotionally intelligent, open, reflective, truth-seeking, conscientious, resilient and persistent, motivated and positive. I was pleased with the amount of alignment between my adjectives and those shared with me by others. The results were overwhelmingly positive, which was humbling to hear over and over again from the people who participated. There was surprisingly little variation in matching and polarity by the groups I pre-identified for analysis, which was a good sign that I'm showing up more consistently across the types of relationships I have than I initially imagined. I thought I would receive different words based on the context in which the person knew me, but that proved not to be the case. It reinforced that I should trust myself, or in other words, my instincts and my values, more in how I interact with others in the world. I notice I can be reserved and hesitant to fully engage in accords with my instincts at times, which means I end up being less truly me. Perhaps that learning has partially led me here. The analysis also surfaced clear areas of weakness that come from my strengths, which I am learning how to better manage. Being too rigid is a consequence of being a very conscientious and organized person. While this brings a lot of benefits, that rigidity can also inhibit me from navigating new and unfamiliar situations well, along with effectively engaging in experiences with others that lack structure and clarity of intention. One final outcome note from the adjective exercise was that it was a great opportunity for me to improve my relationships with the people I asked to participate. Many got to share with me things they wouldn't normally tell me in usual conversations, for which they often express gratitude. These conversations and topics usually don't come up unless they're intentionally surfaced by someone in the relationship. Sharing what we sincerely think about each other brings us together and builds a foundation of honesty and trust in our relationships. I was happy to be the person that brought it to the surface, although it's certainly a bit uncomfortable, waiting to see how others will respond when you're getting started. I had a few participants applaud me for it, saying they would never do this with the people in their lives. Curiously, those are the people to whom I would recommend this exercise the most. Even if you don't hear what you want to hear, you get to learn a lot about yourself, a lot more than you can learn on your own. Thanks for listening. I'll be back soon. In the meantime, take care. Cheers.